Welcome to another episode of The Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. And it's Paul O'Mahony driving from his house in Glanmire towards a golf club that he hasn't played, or golf course he hasn't played on since he started this diary. So it's called Water Rock. And I'll come back to more about the golf course in a second, but I just want to start by saying that there are times when I feel that I'll never be good enough to be a mediocre golfer. I'll never actually get off the ground floor. And again, I'm at it this morning at 18 minutes past 9, due on the tee at 9:50. What's that, 32 minutes? 31 now, according to the car clock. And I have to, you know, get dressed, and I have to get the clubs out, and I have to get onto the tee, and I'm meant to be having breakfast with my three golfing partners today. The three partners are the one four ball that I feel totally comfortable in Cork, and that consists of Alan Cuthbert, Aidan Enright, and Jonathan Ahm. Now, these guys are at the moment sitting there having their breakfast saying, you know, typical Paul, he comes rushing at the last minute, probably trying to do too much. And they'd be right, because this morning already I've been in touch with America, I've been in touch with Australia, I've been in touch with Cork, I've been doing that twittering thing. So yeah, I'm a golfer who twitters. And who sometimes, you know, gets the jitters on the green, you know. So today is all about calm, staying in the moment, focused on the impact between the ball and the club and nothing else. No swing thoughts. Absolutely calm. Today is the day of total R&R. I mean, after all, why on earth would anybody go out on a golf course other than to get fresh air, have nice conversation? And if the price you have to pay is hitting the golf ball in order to have fresh air and good conversation, fair enough, I'll pay that price. But there we are. So, what can I tell you about Water Rock? Well, the interesting thing about Water Rock is that it was actually the brainchild of a farmer. So I have been told. The story that goes around is that a farmer, you know, and as farmers always are in big financial, you know, challenges, how on earth to keep the farm going, you know, farm incomes being the mystery that they are to non-farmers. This farmer, anyway, was an entrepreneur and decided, no, I'm going to turn some of my farm into a golf course. And it would be lovely if I could tell you that actually the farmer had never seen a golf course in his life, but he'd heard about them and heard that, you know, you make more money out of golf clubs than out of selling maize or grazing Aberdeen Anguses. Or would that be Aberdeen Angusie? But anyway, the point about it is that it was apparently a farmer, obviously had some financial backing, don't know anything about it, I'm privy to nothing, and hey presto, there's a golf course. And I don't imagine it's that old, it can't be more than 10 years old, I'd say. And it's not even a sort of member of the Golfing Union of Ireland. In other words, it's not a members club, you can't join, you can't get a handicap there. You have to go somewhere else to get a handicap. Although we must come back to the handicapping issue someday, because I really do think it is possible to have a handicap without being a member of a golf club. But back to the issue of the farm. Now, somehow or other, and I must find out the story for you, this farmer got a good golf course designer. Because I tell you that the back nine in Water Rock is some stiff test. I'll give you a little flavour for it. The 12th hole, I want you to imagine, conventional par 3 hole, if you like, a tee and then a load of water in front of it, and then in front of that is the green. No big deal. We have a few holes like that in Fota. Only if I tell you that the from the back tee to safety is about 240 yards over water. then you'll begin to see that when you're playing into a breeze, you have a bit of a problem. People like me hope that they can hit the ball in the direction of the hole and will be managed to land on the back of a bird's back and be carried over the water, because that's a heck of a long shot, 240-yard carry. I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but not an awful lot. I want you to get the flavour that the back tee on the 12th hole is some scary stuff, and there ain't anywhere to bail out on the right-hand side. And on the left-hand side, yes, there is somewhere to bail out if you're prepared to definitely have the course management skills to decide you're not going for the green at all. But even then, your second shot wouldn't be all that easy. So I'm just saying to you that this is not a Mickey Mouse golf course. It may not be a member of the elite clubs and all that, and it certainly wouldn't stack up there. Nobody would have heard of it and all that sort of thing, except the local golfers in Cork. It does a pretty good business, I think, with the golf societies. How much does it cost? That's what you're saying. How much does it cost? And if you're in America, I'm interested in how much it would cost you to play on a course like that, right? Some of the par fours, particularly on the first nine, are very short, really. They're not that long at all. But the back nine is a tough old test, and it isn't just one little bit of water that I'm drawing attention to. There's quite a lot of it on the back nine. In fact, there's one hole where, if I remember rightly, you might have to play over water twice to get to the green. So, you know, it's good. And the last hole comes uphill straight into the clubhouse. So if you over hit your wedge, you go right through the glass in and hit the people looking down on you from above. Yeah, it's a good place, to be honest, and I admire it, and I'm glad that I can go there. And I'm sorry that they don't have membership. You know, if they had membership and it had been a reasonable price a long time ago, of course I'd have joined up, and then I wouldn't be having the photo experience. So there we go. It's amazing how life turns. So look, that's it. Paul Amani, Diary of a Mediocre Golfer, who last time he played scored 39 points. So I'm feeling a little bit buoyed up. The talking to myself in the car seems to work. So look, whatever works for you on a golf course works for you on a golf course. So but do get something to work for you. Focus. And if you're really looking for a bit of extra guidance, go on the internet, click on a thing called The Dan Plan, click on his videos, and there's a guy who is getting trained by Golf Pro, but he's giving some tuition as well. So, you know, why not pass on to other people the wisdom you've accumulated about how you can improve your handicap? All the best. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio. Bye-bye.